You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I also spoke to MP Stuart Smith, the National Party's spokesperson for climate change, about the report. I started by asking him what the National Party's thoughts were.
Look, we think some of it's quite confronting in terms of reduction in the number of animals and so on that are in part of the report. But look, we welcome the report. We think it's a good first step. The reality is the time for talking about climate change and, you know, doing such things as declaring a climate emergency, which is really just a hollow statement. Those days are over, and we actually need to address this. We all know what we want to do, and we agree on that, which is to reach, in fact, it's in legislation, to reach net zero by 2050. The question is how we get there. And so this report is a major step forward, but we need to go through this report properly to really understand what backs up the recommendations in the report, with all those assumptions that are utilised to draft this report. And it's 800 pages and actually quite tricky to research because of the way it's been put together. But we'll get there in the end, and we will have more to say at that point.
So you described the climate emergency as being hollow. What are some non-hollow policies, if you will?
Well, all the climate emergency was a statement, a virtue signalling statement. It didn't do anything. It achieved nothing whatsoever. A declaration of an emergency comes in usually with emergency powers, etc. It was nothing like that whatsoever. But what policies, I mean, I've been very clear on this, that policies around reducing emissions have to be the most effective and efficient means of lowering emissions. And there are a raft of things that you could do, and often some of them are not very well thought out and very expensive for little gain in emissions reductions. And we have a perfectly good system to deal with this. It's called the Emissions Trading Scheme, and it puts a price on emissions and emission certificates. And a simple way and the most efficient way to reduce emissions is to remove some of those emission certificates from the system. And that would cause the cost of emissions to go up to the consumer, and the consumer would make rational decisions based on cost as to where to cut their emissions.
So if you could get the government to do one thing right now to reduce carbon emissions, would that be it?
We have the system in place. We don't need to do anything other than to remove some certificates from the system to actually set us on the path that we are seeking to go on to reduce our emissions. So, but what we're looking for in this climate report are what assumptions are behind, or what backs up the assumptions and the recommendations that they've put in their report. And they're talking about policies, and they do outline, they think that the New Zealand carbon units will be worth rise from around $38 a ton today to $140 a ton by 2030, and $250 a ton by 2050. But they're not saying that they're going to reduce certificates quickly. They're not saying anything about that that I've done so far in the report, but I look forward to seeing that as I read through it.
And so your press release talking about the report, you described the target of 30 years to get carbon emissions down to zero as hugely ambitious. Do we not need to be ambitious due to the severity of the climate emergency?
That statement being hugely ambitious is a statement of fact. It is hugely ambitious. It's a monumental task to get it down to that level. It's easy to talk about this stuff, but much harder to achieve it. And that's where this budget comes in, or these budgets come in. They start to put a roadmap on how we're going to get to that target, and the full costs of that will soon start to become obvious to the average New Zealander. And what the National Party seeks to achieve is to achieve those emissions reductions in the most cost-efficient manner, because we want to see money left in the households of New Zealanders, and that's what they care about as well. But whilst doing the best that we can to meet our emissions obligation.
And so one final question. Your release frequently uses words like practical, sensible, effective, rational solutions. Is there perhaps an implication that the current government's policies aren't practical, sensible, etc.?
That would be a fair enough assumption to make. Yes, I think what we are trying to avoid, and certainly make very clear that we are not, would not support moves that are not practical or sensible or efficient. And so, you know, at this stage, the policies are not that evident in this, or certainly the costs and how it might work are not that evident in this report. I may find them and buried in page 700 and something, who knows. But, you know, that's what I'll be looking for, to make sure that we don't embark down the path of having policies that are not practical, not sensible and not efficient.
That was MP Stuart Smith, the National Party's spokesperson for climate change, on the Climate Change Commission's new report.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.